Sweet. All right. Here we are at the Green Tambourine Shop, Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, yet again. This is podcast 002, and we made it another week. Hooray for a small business. Last week, we had Jason on, and this week, last week, if you remember, I mentioned my good buddy, Drunk Ass Curtis. Thank God he did not take offense to that. He's a fun guy. But I have him here today. Say hello, Curtis.
What's up, world? What's going on? Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And then I was really, really fortunate earlier today when I was standing outside of my shop just to run into, and this is what this whole thing has been about, trying to get the public outside to come inside to sit down and talk. So I ran into this individual. Your name, sir?
David.
David.
They call me Doc.
Doc. All right. Yeah. Right
what
on.
What up, Doc?
What up, Doc?
What's up, man?
All right. So, as you all know, one more time, this is Green Tambourine Shop in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. Our address is 207 North Market Street, Suite 101. Trying to get the public to come inside and sit down and talk about absolutely anything. Anything that's on your mind, anything that's going on in your life, in your world. So, with that behind us, here we go.
If you got them, crack them. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And that is, of course, Drunk Ass Curtis. Right on.
That's Corona Extra. And styrofoam cup. It's BYOB here.
Yeah.
But generally, we like to drink the coffee because it's really good stuff.
Yeah. And the reason why I call Drunk Ass Curtis is because, well, Curtis does enjoy the alcohol such as we all do, but I have been simply blown away by this individual because of his ability to be okay. I gotta say, Curtis.
Functional.
Yeah, it's unreal. I drive for Lyft on the side because that's one of the things that I do as a small business. I find any avenue whatsoever to produce money. And so in the past few weeks, I've ran into a lot of drunk people. And you, by far, sir, are the most stable drunk person I've ever met.
I don't know how, but we're still here.
He is a totally functional alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, and that means drinking every day, but still getting up for work.
That doesn't mean that I drive and drink. I learned that lesson a long time ago.
Yeah.
I did not drive to get here. So it is what it is.
Of course.
I walked here.
It's smart.
Car services, such as the things I do in the weekend, driving for Lyft, it's wonderful. People are so grateful just to freaking get home safely, you know. And it's hilarious when you're an individual like myself. Even though when I'm cool and I'm straight, I'm nothing illegal. Whenever you see a cop, you're like, oh shit, a cop. Oh wait, I'm cool. I'm good.
Talking about cops, let me tell you about the cops last night. You know, they were kind of hanging out a little bit at an establishment at a local area. I respect all the cops. I respect all everything they do. Proud that they serve. And everything else, but there's a word called entrapment, and we just gotta be careful of that, guys. You know what I'm saying? Come on, just let the kids alone. I respect that you're doing your job, you're doing the right job, you did it correctly last night, you let the right people go. But seriously, it's a harassment issue. Just let it go. If you want to get rid of the bad people, you know where to go. That's all I want to get off my chest.
Yeah, right on.
It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But there it is.
Bada bing. Well, I know a lot about Mr. Curtis. I'll stop calling you Drunk Ass Curtis now because you are a human being. And so I know a lot about Curtis. Curtis is a wonderful individual. He's been coming to the shop for many weeks now. Sitting to his right is Mr. Doc. You are one that I don't know anything about. And you approached me a couple hours ago. And What's on your mind, Doc?
Just not a little background. Lived in Elizabethtown my whole life. Grew up here, you know, everything. Raised my children, you know. I still have a 15-year-old at home, but I'm a grandfather.
Oh, right
you
on.
Know, and a few months ago, we moved into town. We were staying with, we had a bad spell, you know, not like that, but we had stayed with my wife's parents for a short time, and we got our own place. Everything was going good, and you know, we kind of fell into the trap, man. You know, we started using heroin.
Oh wow.
I mean, just kind of.
How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
All right, just so you know, we're over here recording, we're doing a little podcast.
Okay,
so
don't worry.
I mean, it was, you know, totally kind of recreational, And but it turned into
a habit.
It turned into more than a habit. It turned into losing a job. It turned into selling my TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at the point right now where we're barely we're about to lose everything.
Damn.
If we didn't change. And that came about, me and my wife decided a week ago.
Wow.
That we're done.
Damn.
You know, we're done.
Yeah.
And for 4 days, man, we went through a nightmare hell.
And this is all because of man-made bullshit. Heroin.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, my wife was on prescription medication, Percocets. And I would take them too. And then she took a hit of weed. And her doctor piss tested her at...
Oh, shit.
And the weed came up. And she got cut off of her medication. So we were trying to score them on the street. And,
yeah.
Or crazy what people charge for them. So, you know, heroin was cheap.
Going back to the prescription thing, you know, it's a big deal. Because, like, you know, my wife, she lives with chronic pain daily. And they don't want to prescribe her pills because of addiction.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, how do you decide if it leads to that?
It's a slippery slope.
But, you know, you live in pain every day, and you need something for that pain, but they don't want to give you the stuff you need
to help you with it. My wife still is in pain. She can't work.
That's horrible.
And, you know, the heroin, it didn't help her ailments, but it still hit the same receptors in her brain that, the prescription. I mean, they're all opiates.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's you're taking Vicodin or morphine or heroin, it's all, you know, it's all...
It's all in the same family.
It's all opiate, you know, and, you know, I just want to...
Yeah, obviously this is a big thing right now.
It's an epidemic. It's terrible. Yeah. It's hard to have that discussion. I've lost friends to it. I'm tired of the yearly funeral service of someone passing away or, you know, whatever. It is what it is, but I feel your pain, brother.
I'm right at the edge of the cliff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, do I step off of it or do I turn around and I walk back up the mountain and get my ass kicked again? I want to go up and get my ass kicked again. I'm not ready to walk off the mountain right now.
That's great.
You know, but I'm just hoping I didn't burn too many bridges. You know, I got to reach out to my family. I don't care. I don't have no secrets. I did some stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're lying.
No, anything, man. Anything you want to say?
You know, I just hope I didn't go too far with anything. You know, I know I pissed my family off and my wife did the same.
Yeah.
Like, bad. But I don't know that we burned the whole bridge down, maybe just half of it.
Right. You know. Oh, you people gotta understand. I mean, you gotta make it through this, and especially when it comes to family, they gotta be there.
They gotta know that wasn't us.
Yeah.
These last couple months,
yeah.
You know, it just wasn't us. You know.
But that's praying. The thing, you know. The family needs to stick together, no matter what the scenario is, no matter what's going on. That's family.
And it's like, you know, I just want to get a message out there that, you know, you think it's cheaper than doing pills.
So obviously, and you yourself, you've used heroin. So from that one time, that's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, I would still rather do the. I mean, we would snort Percocets.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was just a great feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, the heroin was close to that, but the heroin was easier to get.
Yeah.
We could run down to Lancaster.
Yeah.
And score, you know, whatever. You got $10 in your pocket, you can score a bag.
All right.
And it's enough to sniff and, you know, get you high for an hour or two. And it just became easier.
Yeah.
You know, and cheaper. You know, and...
That's wild, man.
And you can... It's 24/7.
Wow, like, yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait for the pharmacy to open.
Hello. We're recording a podcast over here. We're all talking, chatting about some life stuff, so just so you're aware. That's wild.
Do you know anybody that has, you know, been dealing with?
Yes, I actually have. I have family members. I have one who's been in prison for quite some time because... You know, when you're addicted to heroin and then you're trying to find out how to get more heroin, you're pretty much... as it seems, steal anything you can to get the money. Yeah.
I didn't get to that point, but I, you know, I sold all my, anything that I had of any value.
Yeah.
I mean, I sold my washer and dryer.
Man.
I'm like wearing I'm like washing clothes out in my bathtub and hanging them up.
Yeah.
Because I got rid of my washer and dryer. Wow. Is that fucking crazy or what? I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, that's wild. Damn.
No, but at least you're being honest about it and people get to hear it.
Yeah, this is the whole point of this. Yeah. You know, people out there, you know, they get a little sneak peek into the life of a user.
Hey,
or a previous user.
And I wake up and I have to look in the mirror and know that it's all on me. You know, I can't blame this on somebody else. You know, I mean, that'd be
right.
You know, it's all me. You know, I got to take it right in the chin, right, you know. And I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do whatever I have to do to make things right. Relationships, friends. I got to get a job. I got to get, you know, I'm still not. It's been, you know, almost a week, but I still have, you know, it's still in my head.
Well, it's only been a week. I can only imagine.
You know, and it's like I'm trying to find something to replace. Like, we had my granddaughter over last night, and that was so great because I was just chasing her around.
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking about any stupid shit. Yeah. You know, I was just chasing her around, playing with her, and you know, that's what I need. I need things, good things.
Yeah. Keep you busy, keep you going, keep you motivated. Yeah.
I mean, I cut all ties with the people.
Yeah.
You know, I told them, you know, I got rid of my phone.
Yeah.
I threw it in the water. I threw it in the river.
Wow.
So I can't even get their numbers back.
So how long did you actually use for?
I used for a year.
Wow.
But not... we would get pills, and then we would go through our pills, and then there'd be like a 2.5-week spell till she could get her pills again, and then we would use... But then... Here recently, I mean, it's been like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
Because we were just, the pill thing got shut down, and they were just too expensive to score on the street. Like, I could still get them, but they're, you know, you're paying $1 a milligram. You want to get a Oxy 30, you're paying almost $30 for it.
And you're probably building a tolerance in the meantime.
And that only lasts you crush it up and snort it, you're getting an hour or two of pleasure out of that.
Hmm.
You know, because we like to, you know. And, you know, heroin, a bag of it for $10, you feel good for a couple hours. It seems cheaper.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really isn't.
Yeah.
But it just seems like...
Well, when
like
you're just dropping a 10 spot at that moment, it's like, okay, I just
dropped
10
you know,
bucks.
If you go down to, and you deal with some people in the city, I mean, you have to buy at least $100 worth usually at a time, you know. And me and my wife will go through that in a day. So you're looking at... Two people, $100 a day.
Man.
It's hard to get $100 every day.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
I mean, that's $700 a week.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, now here, late, the week before, we accidentally, we did it right. We couldn't get any more money. We were doing favors, and we actually weaned ourselves down.
Wow.
We weaned to like 3 bags a day, to 2 bags a day, to 1 bag a day, and then we quit.
So
accidentally, we weaned... Because we didn't have no money.
My curious question, okay, this is what I hear, you know, all throughout my life, I've done all kinds of stuff, but that, I always knew that was the demon drug. You don't touch heroin.
The dragon.
So, do you get that horrible sickness when you don't have it? Like, have to have it.
I mean, you're on the bat, you're on the toilet,
yeah.
You're throwing up, your skin's crawling, you've got chills.
Wow.
I mean, you just don't want to do anything. I mean, I didn't eat for 3 days.
Wow.
I mean, barely... drank anything. I mean, didn't want to get out of bed, and the only time you want to get out of bed is to go to the bathroom.
Man.
You know, it's not fun, you know. And that's, and we even did it right by like accidentally, you know, weaning down. You know, when we did that, it was a total accident. Believe me, if I could have got more, I would have been doing more. But
we'll take care of customer care. You want to field it, brother?
I'll try to field it.
I mean, it's hard for you guys to comprehend because you've never
it's
been.
It's a tough conversation.
I mean, it got
my
to the.
My family knows where. Some of my family, but concerned this being broadcast to the world. I mean, I went through an epidemic on my own. It's really tough to talk about, but it is what it is. I feel your pain. I've been there. I understand it. It sucks.
I mean, before I lost my job, I worked right here in town. I'm not gonna even say the place, but
yeah.
It got to the point where, you know, my wife would go down and she would score with somebody else, and she'd bring me stuff at lunchtime just so I could get through the work day. If I had stuff, I mean, I worked like a month. I mean, I was an animal there.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have it, I would like leave and go home or just not show up. You know, as long as I had it, I was functioning. You know, it made me function. You know, if I didn't have it, I wasn't functional. I mean, I was a mess. But, you know, when my wife would, you know, bring it to me, she'd say, hey, take lunch at 11. And I'd go out in the parking lot, and she'd give me a couple bags. And yeah. I'd go in and snort them, and, man, I'm working again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like it got to that point where I had to even have it to get through the work day. I mean, that's not even just getting off work and enjoying yourself. I mean, I had to have it just to work. You know, just
damn.
To be, just to
just
function.
To function, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, and I know I had to work because I had to pay the bills, and then it got to the point where, you know, I couldn't get it, and I didn't go to work, and I lost my job.
Yeah.
And now I'm like at the edge of losing our apartment.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm gonna talk to him. I'm gonna try to get out there on Monday and get something kind of. Some kind of job. I'm a painter. I mean, I've been a painter for 20 years.
That's cool.
But I'm not getting much painting work, so I have to just get whatever I can take.
Yeah.
So I got to get out there, and I got to get something, and I got to get some money in the bank and pay some bills. And
you know, man, I just want, you know, I want to say right off the bat, thank you for doing this, because
hey.
This is awesome for people. Curtis, you're crumpling your bag right by the mic. So, drunk-ass Curtis.
Snacks.
For
just snacks. Drunk-ass
Curtis.
Scooby snacks. Come on. Just Scooby Snacks. You want supper?
Oh, no, thank you. I got to go to supper at my daughter's in a half hour. She's my 19-year-old daughter who has the baby.
Yeah.
Is cooking spaghetti and invited us over. So I said I have something I wanted to do at 5 o'clock, but I should probably be done by 6, and I'll be down there to eat. But, you know, I just wanted to put this out there to people. You know, you can kick it. You can change. You know,
it is.
People understand, people forgive. People, your family love you a lot more than you think they do.
People, friends and family love you more than you could ever imagine.
You know, and I'm just reaching out to them now to, you know, hopefully, like I said, I didn't take things too far, but, you know, I'm still alive and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Still got my wife, still got my kid, my other daughter, you know, my granddaughter. It's,
you're better on this side of the ground than you are on the other side. No matter what.
I mean, it's a whole different world over here, you know. I mean, now I'm trying to score money to go up to Turkey Hill and get a gallon of tea and cigarettes for my wife and chew for me instead of trying to score dope, you know. I'm trying to score, you know, other things, you know, because you still, when you quit, you can't quit everything. Like, you still, I still need nicotine, because I'm
not.
Did
you ever go to rehab?
Yes, I did once.
Yeah, I did too. So you know all the tools that are in the toolbox.
Yeah. I only did a detox. I didn't do the whole, you know, program.
It was supposed to be in 30 days, it lasted 10. They told me to get the hell out of there, because they were like, you're too. Crazy time, but
I got out, and you know, I should have stayed a little bit longer. I only went in for a detox, but
right.
After
which, how many days was that? 3?
A detox is supposed to be 7 days.
Okay.
You take Suboxone,
right.
Basically 3 to 4 days, and they wean it. You know, you start off with a whole strip.
So how long have you been clean now?
Week.
A week.
Yeah.
So you're not talking months. You're not talking weeks.
Nope.
You're not talking years.
Nope.
You have that go get 'em attitude. How long until your weakness fails?
I don't know.
It's gonna happen soon. What are you gonna do about it?
I don't know. I can't. I don't know anywhere else to get it.
If I wanted to. Can't get it. So the only thing, where are you gonna have to live to? You're gonna have to fucking steal. You have to borrow.
No.
Borrow.
You can't do nothing. I can't even get money from anywhere. Unless I rob a bank. That's the only way I get money right
all
now.
All right. Sorry, guys. I had some customers to take care of.
Ah.
Can't rob a bank. It's illegal. I mean, actually, everything that you're talking about is criminalization.
Sure.
And I really don't feel comfortable with what we're talking about on this podcast.
Comfortable.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, what do you say, Curtis? What's on your mind?
I just don't feel comfortable with the conversation because I just feel like somebody's criminalizing themselves, even though nobody knows who our names are. I mean, they're fake names.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to rehab.
Yeah.
I went to rehab. I spent $90,000 on cocaine.
Holy shit.
That was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. My God. $90,000.
Yeah, it took about 5 years to do it.
Holy hell.
I did it. A lot of money.
Damn.
Imagine
if I had 10% of that today. I wouldn't be sitting here.
Wouldn't you?
I don't think so.
Still
I wouldn't be eating snacks and drinking a Corona for a Cinco de Mayo.
My wife got her pension December 4th. She worked somewhere here for 20 years. She got her pension, and it was $25,000.
Wow.
Now, they took taxes off.
Yeah.
We got about, I don't know, 21.
Yeah.
And change.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I owed $10,000 out to a friend who did a lot for me, paid him off, and we blew the other $11,000.
Wow.
It took about a month and a half.
Damn.
We just blew it.
That's wild.
I mean, just partying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, eating out, partying. You know.
It's easy to do.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking money lifestyle. Goes so fast. It's ridiculous, especially when you're living that way. Yeah.
I mean, $200-$300 a day.
Yeah,
it adds up in a week.
Damn.
You know.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I would do it on strippers and cocaine, but I mean, whatever.
Well, all right, that was all right, strippers and cocaine. Bada bing. Well, hey, at least you have the fun times to think back to in your little stories. Were they fun times? Any regrets?
I don't have any regrets about anything I've ever done.
You can't, really, you know, because that's what makes you who you are
today.
I
have plenty of memories and photos and everything. And
yeah.
I don't regret any. Now, what I regret now is where I'm at today, but I'm not in my place today because of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my place because other individuals felt that I needed to be in this place. And that had to do with everybody's favorite candy.
Hmm.
So, I'll leave it at that. But I'm doing things my own.
Yeah.
And I give the middle fingers in the air like I am today. And all I can say is, I don't care how family friendly this place can be, which it is, but karma's a bitch. And karma's going to come back to you, motherfuckers.
Bada bing. And this podcast, the family thing, this is what this is about, Kurt.
Right, I know.
Don't mean, you know, it's all good.
Oh, no, and I'm not, like,
you know, the way, you know, this is a brand new thing for us here, and, you know, the way I do this is, you know, this is only the second one. This is number 002.
Yeah.
And so what I do here is, it's basically, this is the three of us sitting here now. You know, if there were little kids walk in, yeah, maybe I might, you know, not be as I would, but it's just the three of us. So chat it up. Whatever the fuck you gotta say, just say it.
Well, I wouldn't have said what I said if there was...
I know. You're a respectful individual. That's what I like about you. I like about you many, many different
aspects.
Just
honest. I mean, the whole point of us being here is being honest.
That's right. Exactly.
And,
yep.
And Kurt brought up to me, like, when is my weakness? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say...
Weakness could be, like, 2 hours from now.
I'm going to say never, but...
You want to say never, but...
Yeah, you want to say
never. I'm saying never right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't have a choice. If I use that again, it's over for me.
Yeah.
It's fucking over.
But have you hit, my question is.
Rock bottom, yes.
How do you know you hit rock bottom?
He's about to lose his home.
No. Until you lose your home. Until you lose everything. Until you hit the fucking gutter.
That's basically about 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's fucking rock bottom 2 days away when you have children. When you have family that counts on you.
Well, it's easier when you have family.
Yeah.
When you're single. And you have nothing, you have no income, and you can't get, and you're white, over 40. Oh, I'm sorry, wait, I'm going to say something that's going to incriminate me again. and you make $600 more than the lowest sociable income that you could possibly imagine. And you get denied for everything. Everything.
Hmm.
And I was comfortable with, you know, taking my $50,000 worth of memorabilia and collections and everything I had in my fucking property. But letting a fucking landlord have it. And being homeless. Because I remember what it was like. going in with a fucking suitcase.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, yeah, bro. Yep, yeah.
I remember what it was like that day. I want to be a minimalist. Then I traveled the country and found everything again. Started doing everything. I was powerful.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I worked for a lot of different companies. I mean, for me, I've done a lot more than, you know, I've traveled more than going across the Mason-Dixon line, which I guess a lot of people around here is like, oh, well, yeah, we went on a family vacation. No, I've traveled the fucking country. I've done it all. I've done international culinary.
So then what's left, Kurt? What's left if you've done it all?
I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah. Do it all over again. That'd be beautiful.
I'll keep fucking her and fucking her and fucking her. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you know what? If it was just me, I wouldn't care if I was fucking homeless.
Yeah, that's the way I know that.
If it was just me,
well, that's how you feel. Right, but you have family.
I got a wife and I got a 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's easier for you. For me, a single guy that doesn't have a family, doesn't have any children, doesn't have shit, there are no options available for me. What do I have? Well, I'm not going to say that. I have two choices. Two choices. I can end my life, which is
not a good choice.
Which is really what I wanted to fucking do. Or I could go and ask my mom and knock on her door and say, by the way, may I come back home?
Well, thank God you did that.
Right. Because, you know, I lost a friend.
You don't, it's not a choice to end it. It's just not.
No, it's not. You keep moving on, and you never look in the rearview mirror.
That's right.
You keep pushing forward.
You forget about yesterday, you don't think about tomorrow, and you live for today.
Right.
That's what I always say.
And that's why I started making soap.
You're the soap guy.
Believe me, the end it thing, yeah, that comes to mind, too. I mean, especially when you're feeling, when you're going through it. And here again, you know, it's not just me. You know, it's like, maybe that got me through it.
Definitely. That's the thing, man. Because, you know, I'm married, I have two children, and everything changes at that point because you're not living for yourself anymore.
Right.
It's not about you. The decisions you make affects other people. And that's why, you know, especially if that thought of ending my life comes into play. I'm sorry, but you're an asshole.
And you're selfish. You know?
You have children.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
It's horrible.
Suicide, no matter what, is a selfish act.
This is the one that I could get on. You know, I watched it. You know, there's states that have assisted suicide. You know,
Well, Switzerland does.
So, you know, I watched this whole documentary on this old fella. Did I say documentary? This documentary. Anyways, I watched it on this old fella who was paralyzed from the neck down. You know what he did every day? He sat there. His kids grew old. And he said, you know what? I don't want to fucking just sit here anymore. I want to go. And the family was there. And they were all like, you know, what are you doing? You're sitting there looking out the window. He had nothing. I was the one time where I thought suicide, assisted suicide.
Yep.
I got on board with that guy. Because
you see his.
I don't care that. You know what I would have said? Give me as much fucking acid as you possibly could imagine, and I'll sit here until there's no tomorrow.
They're giving the Scarface pile because Danny just put his face down in it.
Yeah, I mean, why can't responsible individuals like that, or you know, you have your war veterans that come back, and you know, but those are the people I appreciate and respect and love because when they do come back, and depending on the casualty or whatever. But, you know, you see somebody that came in, did wartime, and they come back, and they're either a quadriplegic, paraplegic. You know, you think about how they have to go through the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And, okay, is my life really that fucking bad?
Yeah, no, it's right. I mean, God. When you put it in perspective, I mean, look at these guys. You know, they're over there fighting for us, and they get lose a limb and have to come back and...
Yeah.
And live life. You know?
Those guys should get a fucking house on a hill, and you're good now. You fought for your country. You lost a fucking limb. We're going to give you this. Or at the very least, now you don't have to pay taxes. Something.
That'd be great, but that's not what they go through.
Of course.
They go through the same shit.
Yeah. I just feel they should be held higher. There should be something for them that
they higher standard? Absolutely.
I mean, not that this changes the subject on suicide, but when you're talking about assisted suicide and all that. We got to the point one day where we were going to run our truck into a telephone pole just so we could go to the ER and get morphine injections.
Damn. Yeah, that's when you know your addiction has reached its highest.
Yeah, it's like that was going to be our plan. We were going to drive our truck right into a pole just so we could, like...
Well, this is a beautiful question that I have for you, because this is a debate, and this is one of those things people shouldn't fucking debate if they haven't even done it. Is this an addiction or is this a disease?
What I'll say, I've been told it's a disease. It's not.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's an addiction.
It's not a disease. Right. It's an addiction. But it's an addictive personality, which most of us have. I mean, for me, I do the artwork. I do the soap. I do the music. I do the movies. I do the this. I do that.
You're a doer.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the kids I see grow up today, like, all they do is Xbox 360 all day, or PS4, or Xbox One, or that's all I do all day. Oh, I hate my life. I had to go to school today. Really? Did you forget to go outside and play today?
Yeah.
Because I don't see a lot of that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Times I agree.
But we're creating communities where you do not have that ability for your kids to go out and play. Now, you might have a playground. Yeah, great. But, I mean, I'll give an example. Belmont. Well, we want to create this to be like a place to come. Yeah, but what kind of fucking housing is that? It's not homes. It's not property. You don't got shit. Mm. And then you look at something like Chicago. I fear going to Chicago. Drove through there once. Never drive through there again.
Yeah.
If I ever go there again, it's because I know somebody. That's it.
I feel a disease, you don't have a choice. Addiction, you have a choice.
Yeah, because you can stop it at any time.
Right,
you got a disease,
exactly, yeah.
You can't stop having a disease. Yeah. I mean, unless you get some kind of treatment. But,
right, yeah.
An addiction, it's a choice. And
it's
I
smoking.
It is. Yeah. I hate people
like
who say it's a disease.
Yeah.
It's a disease.
Well, that's great to hear right from the mouth of somebody who's used for quite some time.
I mean, the prescription thing, I fell off a ladder 15, 16 years ago. That's when I got on Percocet and Vicodin. And I was on it for a long time.
Yeah.
Until the doctors, you know, cut me off. And then I did it on the street, you know. So this has been ongoing for 20 years for me.
Bam.
But, you know, it was mostly pills and, you know. But the pills were, you know,
I must say, this guy looks really healthy. Like, you wouldn't think, like, a lot of people think that, and this could be any day individual. You'll never know. Because you make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what you...
I'm looking at you and thinking the same thing that you're saying about him.
But you would never know. Like, what you see on the outside might look perfect. Mm-hmm. Might look great. But you don't know what's going on the inside.
I lost 40 pounds in 2 months. I had a gut out to here because I was an alcoholic. I stopped drinking when I started really getting in there.
Yeah, sure.
I had a gut out to here. I lost 40 pounds in 2 months.
Damn.
Just not eating or very
But you see all this shit on TV. This shit on WGAL, which most of you pretty much probably watch anyway, because if you're listening to this, you're local.
Yeah.
But MSNBC, CNN, all this stuff, like, you know, like you touched on the subject last week, because I listened to the podcast with, I believe it was Jason?
Yep, Jason.
You know, when I first saw him, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wasn't scared, because I'm open-minded and everything, but I'm just like, oh, this guy's for real.
Yeah.
And he's the most kind of...
Yeah, most kind-hearted individual you'd meet. I mean, when I talk
to him...
You would
never expect it.
No. That's what I mean. That's why you've got to give people a fucking chance.
That's right.
And I just
don't judge a book by its cover.
I just want to tell you guys, thanks for letting me...
I'm so happy you came in, man.
You know, just clear my mind. I mean, I feel better talking about it.
That's
I really
awesome.
Do.
You do. And
I
that's
do.
What
it feels I, good to talk
and
about.
I think it's cool for people that would listen to this who are going down the same road or thinking about it. You know? This is
I just
the face
want to
of
tell
addiction.
The world. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking dickhead. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, anything I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that kind of person. You know? I don't know who that guy was for the last couple months.
Yeah.
It wasn't me,
yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
No, but when you can say 15 years later, which, well, I'm probably at 12 now. I was an asshole 12 years ago. But it finally took 12 years to get that forgiveness from a lot of individuals.
Yeah, I'm not expecting this to be an overnight thing. You know, I got to take my...
Oh, yeah, this definitely going to take some time.
Well, it's instant gratification. The whole reason why you got involved in the addiction process was because of instant gratification. You wanted it done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm slapping my hands.
That was a hand slap, not a dick slap.
Yeah. Not a ball slap.
That's great.
Whatever.
Keep your dick off the table, Curtis.
All right.
Drunk-ass Curtis got... No, no dick out.
No, not today.
No, that's fantastic, man. You know... Curtis and Jason were two of the folks, fine people that have been coming to the shop for quite a while. And to start this podcast, well, obviously we have to start somewhere. You are the very actual first stranger, if you will. You're the very first person off the street to actually come in and sit on podcast 002.
And I just say thank you guys, and thanks That's for
awesome.
Having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in,
I'm going to walk down here, and I'm going to have dinner with my daughter and my granddaughter. And
That's awesome, man.
And just try to live life.
And, you know, and man, we're here, you know, we're here at Green Tambourine Shop every day, man. Stop in a place to chill, sit down, have a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
thank
you, Doc.
You.
Yeah,
thank
bro.
You. And we won't be strangers. I'm only right down the road. So,
all right, bro.
This won't be the last time you see me.
All right, man. That sounds great.
Take care. You guys have
you
a
too,
good,
bro.
Have a good podcast. That's
you too, man.
Yep.
You know what, Curtis? I had a fantastic idea. Because we are indeed real people and smoke real cigarettes.
Yep.
Let's have a pause and go burn.
Sounds good to me.
Burn! All right. To all you fine folks, that probably took about, what, a half a second, maybe two? Well, that was about 15 minutes. We took a good break, went outside, burned a couple cigarettes, and we are back. Doc has left. I am here with Mr. Curtis.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!
Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yeah. Here at Green Tambourine Shop, Curtis, he's actually the owner of the beautiful Yamaha acoustic guitar that he puts in the shop here for anybody that wants to come in and sit down and strum on it. Earlier today, we had this amazing young lady that came in. She sat down on our little stage we have in our cafe corner, started playing guitar and singing, and I was absolutely blown away. Her voice sounded like an angel. I was hoping that she would come back within this hour. I said, man, you sound so good. I'd love to record that for the people. So we'll see if she comes in. If she comes in, we'll cut to her and let her do her beautiful thing. But as of right now, Mr. Drunk-Ass Curtis. what you got, bro?
I do not want to talk about it. Not about my friend wrongly assumed it was dark motivation that would drive me to drink alone. The very act, drinking alone. Ah. Somewhere along the line, people got the idea that solitary boozing is a sure sign that the drinker is about to slip over the edge into something darker and sinister. Whether it be suicide, Skid Row, or a staff position in a drinking magazine. And on the surface, it makes sense. Surface.
Surfing.
Surfing, yeah, we all like surfing.
I don't like surfing. I go to the beach to play in the pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alcohol is the original social lubricant. After all, it makes gathering loose and friendly, and it has a unique and... We've said this wrong and incorrectly for plenty of times, but
that's what you
could
expect.
The beautiful ability to spin laughter and camaraderie.
That's a hard
word. Dry, yeah, it's
words are hard.
Yeah, from the dry straw that is strained silence of the sober. Strangers become friends. Friends become cliques.
People kill people.
And cliques become fasting drinking scenes. And that's all I gotta say about that. So anyway,
that's cool.
It was funny. Well, it's actually from the Drunkard magazine. I don't want to rip anybody off. Thank you, Pete. Thanks for sending that to me. Appreciate it, brother.
That's great. So what's on your mind now, Curtis? We talked to Doc the first time. We covered some addiction and things. Now there's so much more to life than that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. So hopefully your kids got outside.
It's unreal.
It's good stuff.
Man, winter was so long. Winter was spring.
Unfortunately around here, it felt like it was a good 7 months. Maybe it was 8 months. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's redonkulous.
I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Isn't it something, though, when it starts to be nice again and it's like it breathes life back into you? When I go outside and everything is blooming, the weather's good, I feel better. Just like,
well,
to quote...
So you feel better, but some people have allergens, and, I mean, I don't know if anybody's taking a notice outside, but your cars are probably covered in green. Driveways are covered in green. But everything's green. So green
at the Green Tambourine Shop. Had to plug that in there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's for sure. Well, yeah, for me, I have no allergies whatsoever, and I will go out and roll around. And okay, I don't roll around. Could you imagine seeing me rolling around?
Well, it's funny in Raleigh, North Carolina, the pollen was so bad it almost looked like it was snowing outside sometimes, and it would be around that much in the ground that you probably could go make a snowman out of pollen.
So. Ugh. And Kurt, I wanted to touch on something because you were talking about your extensive travels, man. Yeah. You've got to have some crazy cool stories from where you've been and where you've gone. What have you done? What was your favorite place? Because I have gone nowhere. I am the family that you were talking about earlier. We go on family vacations, Ocean City, Maryland. That's our spot. We don't get to go out much more than that.
Well, I mean,
what was your favorite place to go? I would love to go to Colorado for many reasons, but it just seems like a beautiful place.
Colorado's nice.
Yeah.
South Dakota's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Rapid City, that still has a special meaning in my heart. But as far as, like, international travel, when I was in West Germany.
Oh, that's cool.
Very small little village. Not many people know about. It's called Erkelenz. If I say it correctly, it's 45 minutes to Amsterdam. Well, a lot of people associate things with Amsterdam to whatever it is today. I can tell you, back in the late 90s, it's a pain in the ass. And honestly, it was a disgusting place.
Yeah.
But,
What was disgusting about it? And you were talking about Amsterdam?
Yes, Amsterdam.
Well, of course, all of us that have never been, we just, look forward to that red light district and all the little...
Have you ever seen the movie Blow?
Yes.
So Johnny Depp was smuggling drugs from Mexico, I believe. He's smuggling flowers across, some illegal flowers across the state line. I forget how he sounded. Or he did all that. Well, I had something called space cake.
Space cake.
Yep. Space cake was a unique product. It was made in Holland, which I ended up hitting the lottery the one night at the local scene. And I was told that the loaf of bread that I was bringing over was a sugar cake from my grandmother. Well, there's a lot of different things in it. And that was when the Lilith Fair concert was happening in Hershey.
No.
If everybody remembers all that stuff.
Hmm.
But a few of my friends had a couple samples. I think the coolest thing about that whole experience was the fact that I smuggled drugs across international borders. And I wasn't trying to do it. So,
well, I think that's the best way to smuggle drugs when you don't know you have drugs, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's something like that.
Yeah, flip you out, man.
I just thought that always, I don't know, I just always wanted that to be out there because some folks would find it funny, some would find it amusing, some people would be like, I would never second guess that.
Yeah.
Lastly, why are you even talking about it? But,
well, it's quite hilarious when you don't fucking know that you're doing it. We made it work. He didn't even know. We got it across. All right.
Yeah, here we go. Let's
but
get
then
rid
on
of
all,
it. No, then you have to get. Well, the problem is, then you have to get rid of it.
So on the flip side of that, too, is like, man, imagine if you got busted for that and you're like, well, I didn't know. They'd be like, okay, sure, you didn't know. No, for real, I did not know. Okay, buddy, we've heard this before.
Yeah, this was bad.
That would have pissed you off.
Well,
wouldn't it have?
But I no, because I really think I would have gotten away with it no matter what. would have happened.
Well, I'm talking about the if you would have gotten caught and you didn't know you had what you had, I would have been pretty pissed at the people that had given it to
me. Well, it was funny because the only thing that got me off were the old couple standing beside us that had their suitcase that the little doggy sat beside because you were not allowed to bring.
An old couple got you off. Sorry, I had to say that. Keep going.
Yeah. Old couple got me off.
Right on.
Because they brought a ham sandwich over from, you know, Amsterdam Airport, and you're not allowed to bring over any kind of meat over international waters. And I just remember seeing the suitcase, looking at the individual, saying, we need to get that suitcase off the grid, and let's go. Mm-hmm. And I went through customs twice, and it is what it is. I even opened up my bag. And so that's why I throw it back to that moment in Blow when, you know, customs is looking through his bag and like, you know, what's this? Where have you been? Blah, 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 blah. Funny stuff.
Yeah. That's cool. So Amsterdam, you liked Amsterdam. Who wouldn't like Amsterdam? Or you didn't really care for it?
Who wouldn't? Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, I didn't care for it at all. It was a fucking dirty country.
Yeah.
It's time to go to Holland. I didn't like Amsterdam because of, I was everywhere. I was in the Red Light District. I was where they filmed one of the, I don't know, what movie was that? Brad Pitt was in it. What's-his-face was in it.
What's-his-face?
Something 13, 12, Oceans.
Oh, the Oceans, gotcha. Oceans yeah. One, gotcha.
Yeah, I actually sat at that bar where they had the big cake, excuse me, in front of it and all that stuff. But other than that, you know, what was it? Brad Pitt. What's his face?
What's his face again?
who was in Ocean's 11?
Fuck if I know.
Well, he was... It was a doctor back in the day.
See, there's one of these things with me and Mr.
George Clooney.
George Clooney, there you go.
George Clooney.
I'm that guy. I'm that guy where people are like, hey, man, you remember that movie with dee-da-dee-da-dee? Like, no, right. I'm sorry. I don't know many movies. I just don't watch a whole lot of television or movies. I would love to find the time to just sit back and go wild. Just go wild and watch the movies.
Just can't watch Scooby Snacks.
That would be fun.
Today was a good day.
Yeah? What'd you do today?
Productive.
Yeah. Bust your ass today?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did some work for a friend. Outside work. Being with nature.
Yeah, being with nature. That's what's up.
It's all about the nature thing.
Yeah. Are you into hunting or fishing or anything like that? Are you a hunter?
I enjoy deep sea fishing.
Yeah? That's something I've never done. I think I would need a guide because I would pick this thing out of the water and it'd be like red and prickly and funny. Like, can I even touch this? I don't even know what this is. There's just so much in there, you know?
Because I've been that would be my cool. Whole life, my one of my younger brothers took me out on a fishing excursion and he paid for my way. Well, the bet on the boat, because, you know, we were out with like 15, 20 guys, mm-hmm. was whoever reeled in the biggest fish... $150. Oh. Well, that ended up being what it cost us all to go do our thing. And I ended up reeling in the trophy bass from New Jersey. I almost sprained my wrist twice.
Really?
It took about 25 minutes to reel in.
Wow.
And I barely was able to get it till the end.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big difference from going down the creek and catching some trout.
Yeah, he was... I mean, imagine being in the ocean, you're treading the water, and then trying to reel in 52 pounds.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. 52 pounds?
52.
Wow. Yeah.
I had to be over 50, so that was the only way you could get through 50 bucks.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool
something
experience.
Like yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'd love to. I still would like to do something like that.
We will.
All right, right on. Me and the drunk Kurt going out on a boat. I'll get drunk with you that time.
And I'm not gonna be the captain. Even though they do call me Captain Kurtai.
Captain Kurtai.
Yeah. What's up?
That's great. That's cool. Anywhere else you've been that you really enjoyed? I liked what you told me a while back. I thought was really cool. You went on a little trip.
Yes.
But it ended up being months on end, or it was longer.
It was
you were
longer.
Just like, I'm going to go do this thing, but she just never came back.
It was supposed to be three weeks.
3 weeks, okay. And it was a three in there somewhere.
And yeah, it was supposed to be 3 weeks. It ended up being a year.
That's awesome.
Supposed to do a sea lion beehive around the whole country, and then just be like, okay, we'll go separate ways. But
That's one of those beauties, joys. And we were talking when Doc was in here earlier about, you know, being a single dude or being the family dude.
Right.
Like, that's what's beautiful about what you have. You could go do that. You could just go
Let's
off.
Go.
You
yeah.
could just go.
Can't do it when you have kids.
No.
Can't do it when you
no,
have a wife.
No.
Can't do it.
There are many aspects that are beautiful. But
I took the heart, like, in the end, because I, like, really hated how things ended. But many years later, I realized how important that was for my life to help me accept everything that's happening now.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Yeah. All those
I'm
things.
I'm not going to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah. Yeah. All those things are how you are you.
That's
we all are, you know?
Right.
Where we are today is because of where we were.
That's why I started making soap, because I was just like, I walked into this one place one time, and I was like, man, it smells so good in here.
So we want to plug the soap? I didn't know if you wanted to plug the soap. And
I can plug the soap, you know, I just don't like the peace thing. It's all essential oils. Vegetable glycerin.
For all of you that don't know what the hell we're talking about here at the Green Tambourine Shop, Mr. Curtis, he makes some awesome homemade soap. And we've had some customers come in that bought it. We've actually had one repeat customer. And yeah, so if you would like all natural handmade soap, this is the guy that does it.
And it's all good stuff.
Yeah, it's cool, man. All your little dead bears, your little skulls, and your little blocks. It's cool.
I think it's harder for a man to, like, want to wash themselves down, you know, with a little bit of soap. You know, it's probably easier for girls because they're just, especially college kids, like, get in it. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm washing myself down with Grateful Dead bears and peace signs.
Hey, man,
like,
that's universal, all right? We all love dead bears and peace signs.
But what we do, but it's probably harder for a man to accept it. Just be a man. Take it. Smell fresh.
Hey, man,
good.
I gotta tell you, if a man feels funny about washing his body with a Grateful Dead bear soap, get over yourself, all right? It's fucking soap, and it's like a dead bear. That's cool.
Yeah. So, that's a good way to...
Yeah, it's cool.
I think some guys feel a little uncomfortable, because they're just like...
It's more of a feminine thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but when you're raised by a mother for most of your life...
Hey, that's me, too. My father wasn't around. He was never around. And mama was everything. She was mom and dad.
That's right.
And, yeah. And that's why, you know, it's funny. That's got you off. A lot of guys, you know, throughout, you know, all of my work experiences at different jobs, are like, hey, I'm going to fix a car. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, I could bake a pie. You know, you guys want some good pie? Or
right.
I got a good recipe for a cake. My mom raised me, all right? That's what we did. We didn't work on a car. We bake shit.
Well, I was able to, you know, through family, I was able to work on cars and all that. But, I mean, that's a great quality with me is I think that intimidates a lot of women. It's just like, you cook so goddamn good. Your stuff is so goddamn good. Like, what are you doing to me? I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything to you, but this is a part of me that... If you like to experience it with me, hey, great.
Yeah.
But I enjoy making food. Most of you guys see my pizza. I love making pizza. As far as places, the biggest standout, probably still today, is Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah.
That is the most... unique experience that you could possibly imagine. It's like being on a different world.
Yeah.
It's like being in a different world. Go to Grand Prismatic Lake, see all the different colors. You know, if you're artistic and enjoy the artwork, enjoy any kind of artwork. But just being able to be on top of a lake on a boardwalk, having the steam rolling off, you know, waters that are from volcanoes.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
So yes, I will say that as far as where I've been, and I wasn't able to do the West Coast yet, which I know is Oregon's nice, because so is California, but personally I could care less. Jackson.
It'll be in the ocean before we know it.
Yeah. If you go to Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah, I would love to go there. That'd be great.
That is, I would say by far, because I've been to every national park from Maine down the East Coast.
That's cool.
All the way through the West, up until you get to the right West.
Yellowstone, what states does that go through? How big? That's a big place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is big. It's so you got Wyoming, Montana. I'm not sure if it stretches into Utah. I'd have to look at a map. But
that's cool. That's
Utah.
Awesome.
Utah is the next place I need to get to because I want to go through all the caverns and do the hiking.
That's badass. But I'd love to do that too.
I get scared of snakes, and I don't like.
I got
scorpions.
I got a spider thing. I'm cool with bugs.
I like wearing sandals, so unfortunately, when you go out west and you're down in the southwest, you can't really wear sandals all that much because you got to deal with scorpions.
Yeah.
Not only people have ever been, not say bitten by a scorpion, but hit by a scorpion.
Yeah.
It's problematic.
Well, we have 3 minutes left in this podcast, Curtis, and you know what?
I think we'll just end it here.
Really? Really, Curtis? Because you know what, man? I think you need a woman, man. I think we need to promote this that, you know, let's get some ladies lined up the door for old Curdy. Hey? Hey?
That's funny.
Well, here at Green Tambourine Shop, this was our second podcast, and I think we did better than the last one simply because if you listen to the first one, and I don't know if you remember this, Curtis, but I said the word interesting like 80,000 times. I listened back to it. I'm like, okay, I did it. Okay, I said it. Oh my God, I said it again.
Interesting. Interesting.
But, you know, it was so very interesting that we got to do the podcast with Jason, and now we got to do the podcast with Doc and Curtis. So we appreciate everybody that has come in and do this.
Thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully, I guess probably in the end, as much as I really was concerned about the first 30 minutes of the whole thing, if you do hear something and it gets to the right people, or if you can get to the right person, and we could save a life today, that probably would be the biggest thing to my heart.
That would be a great accomplishment.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, so here we are every Saturday at 5 o'clock, Green Tambourine Shop in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. Our address is 207 North Market Street, Suite 101. Come on down and let's talk.
Peace.
Where's my most favorite place I ever visited? It happened to be in the United States.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
I never...
They,